Welcome to this Wednesday contemplative service. Thank you for your presence here, and for those of you who are online, and from our sacred space here to yours, we send the love of God. Let us take a moment to connect with why we came here, why we are here this evening. What are you needing? May it be so. We begin in the name of God transcendent, God immanent, and God omnipresent, the Holy Living Trinity. Amen.
The gospel reading is from Luke chapter 11. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day your daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love.
So listening to that reading, and we hear, "Lord, teach us to pray." And I was thinking about all of the ways that we are taught prayers when we're little, maybe, hopefully. Now I lay me down to sleep. And all of the prayers over our meals, they become memorized into our bodies, and they can become very mechanical or not. And so as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, Jesus, Yeshua, gave us such a beautiful prayer there. And I thought about those disciples and why they would ask him, and maybe it was because John's disciples had them, you know, prayers. But I was thinking about the Jewish prayers. There's so many, and they're beautiful. But maybe they were thinking, maybe there's something we're missing, that direct line to God. Is there something I could say in a different way? And that was meaningful to me. I'm going to share today a really wonderful book. It's called Prayers of the Cosmos. We've been handed down these prayers from the Greek and the Latin, and so this coming back up to the Aramaic, which is what Yeshua spoke when he was in the world, this is a language that has very mystical and poetic underpinnings. And I just, when I found it, I was just, oh, this is beautiful. So I hope that you can bear with me. I'm going to go line by line and give you some wonderful, I don't want to call them alternatives, but some openings of this idea that Jesus is giving us, right? So the first line in our prayer is, Our Father, which art in heaven. O birther, father, mother of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. O thou, the breathing life of all, creator of the shimmering sound that touches us. Respiration of all worlds, we hear you breathing in and out, in silence. Source of sound in the roar and the whisper, in the breeze and the whirlwind, we hear your name. Radiant One, you shine within us, outside us. Even darkness shines when we remember. Name of names, our small identity unravels in you. You give it back as a lesson. Wordless action, silent potency, where ears and eyes awaken, there heaven comes. I hope that opened your heart just a little bit. Isn't that beautiful? The second line, Hallowed be thy name. Focus your light within us. Make it useful. As the rays of a beacon show the way. Help us breathe one holy breath, feeling only you. This creates a shrine inside in wholeness. Help us let go, clear the space inside of busy forgetfulness, so the name comes to live. Your name, your sound can move us if we tune our hearts as instruments for its tone. Hear the one sound that created all the others. In this way, the name is hallowed in silence. In peace, the name resides, a room of one's own, a holy of holies, open, giving light to all. We all look elsewhere for the light. It draws us out of ourselves, but the name always lives within. The next line, Thy kingdom come. Create your reign of unity now through our fiery hearts and willing hands. Let your counsel rule our lives, clearing our intention for co-creation. Unite our I can to yours so that we walk as kings and queens with every creature. Desire with and through us the rule of universal fruitfulness onto the earth. Your rule springs into existence as our arms reach out to embrace all creation. Come into the bedroom of our hearts. Prepare us for the marriage of power and beauty. From this divine union, let us birth new images for a new world of peace. The next line, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms. Let all wills move together in your vortex as stars and planets swirl through the sky. Help us love beyond our ideals and sprout acts of compassion for all creatures. As we find your love in ours, let heaven and nature form a new creation. Unite the crowd within in a vision of passionate purpose. Light mates with form. Create in me a divine cooperation from many selves, one voice, one action. Let your heart's fervent desire unite heaven and earth through our harmony. I hope you can hear the work in that. Give us this day our daily bread. Grant what we need each day in bread and insight, sustenance for the call of growing life. Give us the food we need to grow through each new day, through each illumination of life's needs. Let the measure of our need be earthiness. Give all things simple, verdant, passionate. Produce in us, for us, the possible, each only human step toward home lit up. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives. Each day we ask no more, no less. Animate the earth within us. We then feel the wisdom underneath, supporting all. Generate through us the bread of life. We hold only what is asked to feed the next mouth. And maybe the the next line is a difficult one for us. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This first line, it's pretty beautiful. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Forgive our hidden past, the secret shames, as we consistently forgive what others hide. Lighten our load of secret debts as we relieve others of their need to repay. Erase the inner marks our failures make, just as we scrub our hearts of others' faults. Absorb our frustrated hopes and dreams as we embrace those of others with emptiness. Untangle the knots within so that we can mend our hearts' simple ties to others. Compost our inner stolen fruit as we forgive others the spoils of their trespassing. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Don't let surface things delude us, but free us from what holds us back from our true purpose. Don't let us enter forgetfulness, the temptation of false appearances, to the fraud of inner vacillation, like a flag tossed in the wind, alert us. But break the hold of unripeness the inner stagnation that prevents good fruit. From the evil of injustice, the green fruit and the rotten, grant us liberty. Deceived neither by the outer nor the inner, free us to walk your path with joy. Keep us from hoarding false wealth and from the inner shame of help not given in time. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. From you is born all ruling will, the power and the life to do. The song that beautifies all, from age to age it renews. To you belongs each fertile function, ideals, energy, glorious harmony, during every cosmic cycle. Out of you, the queen and kingship, ruling principles, the I can of the cosmos. Out of you, the vital force, producing and sustaining all life, every virtue. Out of you, the astonishing fire, the birthing glory, returning light and sound to the cosmos. Again and again from each universal gathering of creatures, nations, planets, time and space, to the next. Truly, power to these statements. May they be the ground from which all my actions grow, sealed in trust and faith. Amen. So the abridged version of all of that in one small piece is, O birther, father, mother Ka of the cosmos, focus your light within us, make it useful. Create your reign of unity now. Your one desire then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms. Grant what we need each day in bread and insight. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Don't let surface things delude us, but free us from what holds us back. From you is born all ruling will, the power and the life to do, the song that beautifies all. From age to age it renews. Truly, power to these statements. May they be the ground from which all my actions grow. Amen. So we can wonder what the disciples heard when he gave this prayer. Maybe they heard some of this. Maybe they saw the scale of that prayer. And so I've asked the tech crew back there to play my very favorite rendition of the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. And I hope it fills your heart.
Yeah.
And now let us rest in the silence of the birther of the cosmos for 20 minutes of centering prayer. Thank you. Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Abba, we thank you that we know you hear us now. And we know you always hear us. It's you who are giving us words, you who are teaching us to pray, and you who are giving us the faith with which to pray. Let us know and be certain that you always hear and answer our prayer when we ask. And Abba, we ask. Pour out your Spirit on these elements, that we might recognize them, receive them, and respond to them as the body and the blood of your Son, the living Christ. Let them communicate his body to our bodies and his blood to our blood. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and transform us in your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. During supper on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and after having said the blessing, he broke it. And he gave it to his friends, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which shall be given up for you." This is the body of Christ. When supper was ended, Jesus took the cup, and again he gave God thanks and praise. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is a cup of my blood, the blood of a new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you do this, remember me." Living in eternal Christ, we feel your risen presence as the very life that pervades and yet transcends our bodies and our minds. We realize you are the way and the truth, and we're grateful to share in your body and in your blood. May our participation in these divine mysteries transform us into one in your mystical body, the true body of Christ. For the glory of God, our Creator, for the mercy of God's work here on earth, and so that our joy may be complete. We pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen. Thank you very much for your presence here tonight. It matters and it means a lot. And as we go forth this week and shimmer with the presence of God within us, may we know that the love, the peace, and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us now and always. Amen.